All right. Guess who's back? It's your girl, Aaliyah Nico. This is the Still Dope as Fuck podcast. It is Friday, March 23rd. We are in spring, finally. Seems like it took forever, actually. I took a break for a couple of weeks. I lost my voice. I don't know if it was the season changing or just this fluctuating weather here in Houston, but wanted to take some time and rest and get a lot of my graphic work done and just some personal things that I needed to attend to before I got back with you guys. But here I am and I'm ready to roll. Today we're talking about pushing through adversity. This is near and dear to my heart because it's been a lot of different things that's been going on with me personally. And also, I'm sure a lot of us, we're now in Mercury retrograde. I hear it's not going to be good for a few of the signs. My sign is not one of them since I'm an Aquarius and a Libra ascendant. But for some of us, you know, just you got to stay positive and don't be so reactionary, I guess I could tell you. But pushing through adversity. The reason why this is so near and dear to my heart is because, one, I felt like I needed a break, just period, to rest my voice and so forth. But two, I was thinking about actually doing a podcast through my my throat being just so dry and not being able to speak, just to, you know, just show initiative and persevere through an adverse situation, which was being, you know, not actually feeling under the weather, but clearly I was under the weather because I couldn't speak. Also, you know, going through different things on a personal level, you know, us girls are always going through something different each and every day. And especially us melanated women that are indigenous to the land, we're always persevering through many different things. And so I just wanted to take this time to tell you, you're still dope as fuck, even through the trials and tribulations that we go through. And we just have to remain as positive as we can be. And trust me, I'm one to tell you, I'm not always super positive. So let's just keep that all the way 100. I'm not. Sometimes I have my down days. And that is life, period. You cannot have positive without negative and negative without positive. There's polarities in this life. You have the so-called good, quote unquote, and the so-called evil, quote unquote. Those are the negative and the positive aspects, or the polarities, like I just said, in the universe, in the multiverse. Without one, you can't have the other, and vice versa. So you're going to have times where you're not feeling your best. You're going to have times where you're not at your top. And that was the reason for this podcast in the first place, to show you, I mean, you're going to go through shit straight up. Let's call it what it is. But that doesn't mean you stop going. Because if you stop, then that means you're pretty much dead. You can't be in this life and not grow. You're always going to experience something. It's not what you deal with, but how you deal with it. So, you know, push through. Like, for instance, today, I decided that I was going to, I got on Instagram briefly so I could respond and just catch up on different stuff that was going on. And I couldn't leave a comment. I'm like, what the fuck? Am I in Twitter jail? I mean, or Instagram jail or whatever? Because I could not post nothing. I couldn't like anything. I'm like, what in the world? But I started to notice on my timeline that it must have been something that I was, that everybody was experiencing, not just me. So I was like, okay, because I don't want to have to keep typing the same messages to people that I wanted to write to. So I'm gonna have to text those people. Shout out to the MUA Alex on Instagram, aka Alex Butler from STL, but living in ATL. She was on Glam Masters and she represented us well. And I'm so proud of you, Alex. And I had to shout you out because you're definitely still dope as fuck. You were a big supporter of me personally and my former brand. And you're just a dope ass person, period. So, you know, super fly personality, amazing, amazing makeup artist. Just super dope. So shout out to her for her representation of us and, you know, definitely us in the artist community, being visual performing or what have you. So I'm very proud of you. But I'm going to have to send her, obviously, a message via text because I typed out a long, beautiful message for Instagram and the shit got deleted. It was like it couldn't be uploaded or whatever. I was like, okay, well, fuck it. I'm just going to have to text her personally. So I'll have to do that. And that to me was some adversity because, you know, like I know if you love Instagram or you love to be able to post certain things and you can't, especially when you write pretty much a dysentery, you know what I'm saying? Or a whole damn essay to somebody and it gets deleted. That's one of the most frustrating things in this world. And I was definitely frustrated. So I was like, you know what? There must be a sign from God that I need to get on here and I need to talk to you guys via my podcast. And here we are, joined together on this beautiful Friday. I have not been out the house yet. It is 1:08. I am getting some things done for my clients and, you know, watching my typical YouTube videos and getting caught up on things that I may have not known about and so forth. But I definitely have to say, you know, pushing through adversity, the first thing when you're doing that is, you know, taking some time to take time away from other shit. Because sometimes when our vibration is low, it's hard for us to push through. It really is. Because we are feeling defeated. So sometimes you got to take some time, be in stillness, be quiet. If meditation is your thing, go for that. Listen to some nice music, sip your tea, drink you some alkaline water, you know, and just kind of relax for a second and kind of recalibrate yourself. You know, just chill for like 15, 20 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, whatever it takes to get you back where you need to be so you can get in the mindset of pushing through. Number two, you know, just saying to yourself different affirmations. I am wonderful. I am beautiful. I am strong. I am getting through my day. I am having a wonderful day. The affirmation of I am is the most powerful affirmation that you can have because it is a declaration over your life. So it's super important that you affirm awesome things for yourself. That way it just changes your complete vibration. Listen to some music that you would like to, that gets you hype and gets you going. That's number three. I like personally listening to different interviews and so forth or different documentaries. I do like my little trap music if I'm doing my makeup and getting ready to get out of here or what have you. That definitely increases my vibration. For me, I like Future, I like Jay-Z, I like OT Genesis. I know I got some ratchet things that I like. However, I do like many other forms of music also, but that when I'm doing my makeup, for some reason trap music gets me right where I need to be. So for me, you know, if I'm having a bad day and or when I'm sick, I notice that I like to do my makeup too because it gets me out of the mindset of being sick. So a lot of times most people don't think that I am under the weather because I'll still put myself together and still show face. Here recently I have not, because I've just been working and kind of in a melancholy state of mind. My grandfather's in the hospital. He's dealing with some things, which if you're listening, please keep him in prayer. And my family also. And, you know, I've just been kind of, but so I've been chilling. But last night I did go out. I did go down to the Turkey Leg Hut, which is my usual hangout, and just go down there, blow hookah, you know, fellowship a little bit, talking to my cousins, getting updated on my grandfather's wonderful progress and so forth. And so I had to take some time away from work, which is number four. Take time away from what you're doing. Step away for a second, because sometimes we force ourselves to do things even though we're not on that vibration. What I mean by that vibration is this. Say for instance, if you turn your radio dial to a certain station, if you don't turn it to that station, you can't hear that music. So meaning, if you, like, I'm here in Houston, 97.9 The Box. If I don't turn on 97.9 The Box, I'm not going to hear High C. I'm not going to hear the other GT Main. I'm not going to hear all of these different people that are on the radio. You know what I'm saying? If I turn it on the jazz station that's on Texas Southern campus or Prairie View's campus, I'm not going to hear that type of music. So you have to be on that same frequency or that same dial in order to hear certain things or to experience certain things. Meaning, if you're feeling negative, 9 times out of 10, you're going to attract negative things to you. If you're feeling positive, you will attract positive things to you. Number five. I think I'm on number five. Number five is being in good company with people. It helps you push through. People that help you stay on a high vibration, people that are encouraging, people that are on like frequencies as far as your endeavors that you may have in your life, you know, people that are speaking life into you and you speak life into them, that definitely increases your vibration. But you have to be receptive of that. And you know, it's hard when you are around people that you love or you care about and they are not on that same frequency as you. It's very hard to be around them, but sometimes in life you have to let certain things go in order to elevate yourself and in order to go where you need to go. And that's okay, you know, because a lot of us kind of feel guilty for not staying with the same friends and all of that different stuff. But we all grow up. Number six is definitely, if you're a shopper, go shopping. Go walk around. Go manifest new things. Go look at new things and put yourself in the environment of things that you love to do. I am a shopper. I haven't been to the mall in a little while because I'm dropping my pounds and getting back right for summer and fall and winter and so forth. And I kind of lost my way for a little while. So I haven't been shopping for clothing and all of that. But I am a beauty fanatic, beauty product fanatic. So I love the hair store or the beauty supply store. I love house stuff. So I like to go to Home Goods and other awesome little stores where you can get little discounted stuff for the home, and you know, and just kind of go places that I like to shop. It's okay to shop, and people think that, oh my God, I ain't got no money to shop. Your money stays in circulation. You cannot have the mentality of lack. Push through, sis. Keep going. You know what I'm saying? Don't think about it so hard. Life is, I think we make things a lot harder than what the hell it is. You know what I'm saying? Life is very simple, but you can't go around thinking that I don't have any money for this, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. If you say you can't do it, then you'll be on the frequency of not doing it. And hey, that's not pushing through, now is it? Number seven would be take a walk, get moving. Here lately, I have been like, I haven't worked out hardcore probably since 2015. I know that is horrible, but I live in my truth. I walk in my truth. You got to get moving. The reason why movement is so important is because it's about the coagulation of your blood. So your blood flow has to go. If you don't move around, then our bodies are like machines. We have to feed it properly. We have to move around. We have to, you know, stay, you know, elevated in that way. Reason being is because if you don't, then that's how sickness is. You don't release your toxins properly through sweat or through, you know, using a restroom and releasing those toxins. Your blood isn't flowing. Nothing's happening and you're just stagnant. It elevates your mood too, those endorphins and so forth. So, you know, even if it's taking a walk, the reason why I like to go shopping is because I'm moving around. And really and truly, when I used to work in retail, I loved retail so much because I was moving around constantly. I love being able to move around. And sometimes I get really frustrated when I'm just in the house and I'm not out and about moving around. And that's why, if I'm not in the sunshine, if I am like in a very cloudy area or what have you, unless I'm on that frequency and in that mood where I want to feel comfy and kind of cozy, gray is cool outside. But for the most part, I like to be moving around in the sunshine, to be honest. That goes back to, I forgot one number. Because I'm doing this straight off the dome. I have no notes. I'm just talking, literally. Number 8. What can number 8 be? Turn off the social media. Get off that shit. Let me tell you why. Sometimes, depending on who you follow or what you like to look at, social media can be the detriment of you. Looking at our phones constantly and not being of, not taking time to be in nature, you know, and to, you know, just observe the birds outside or the squirrels and so forth running around, or just people, or just being in the company of good people, that can kind of, it can damper your mood and it can cause you not to be motivated and not to want to push through, because you sitting here on the damn IG, Twitter, Facebook, and all the other Snapchat and all that other bullshit instead of living in the moment. One thing, I have it bad, and I know that they put a different type of frequency in the social media, because I can literally sit here and look at that shit while I am working for hours. It's crazy. But you gotta break away from it sometimes. I've been learning to not to take a break away from it at night and so forth. Although, like, that's the second thing I do in the morning, to be quite honest with you. I'll thank the Lord. I'll get on my Instagram just to see what's going on, or check my text messages. But sometimes you have to just put it down and let it be for a little while in order to get to the things you're supposed to be getting to for the day. Number 9, which is my last number, and the number of completion and the number of new beginnings. Smile. Sometimes it's hard to smile, but sometimes you gotta force yourself to smile. Smiling, they say that, and I'm sure you've heard this before, that it takes more energy to frown than it does to smile, which seems weird, because it seems like, you know, when you frown your face up, that seems like the easier thing to do, especially when you're not feeling the best. But smiling literally changes and transforms how you feel, how another person feels, how just everybody, you know, a smile. Just think about it. When you're out and about and somebody smiles at you and you're having a bad day, sometimes that can really, really elevate your spirit, you know, unless you just an evil ass motherfucker and you just don't like people smiling at you. But for the most part, if someone smiles at you or they greet you and say, hi, how's your day? Or, you know, what have you, that makes you feel so good. And that's the God in them speaking to the God in you, you know, and that is such a transforming feeling. Or just smiling to yourself and smiling to other people. You never know what other people are going through. And it definitely helps as a motivating factor, and it's infectious, and people will continue on smiling at folks throughout the day and feeling good about themselves and so forth. And that really helps you push through to whatever you have to do for that day at that particular moment. it helps everybody. So smile more. Cheese. Take some pictures, take some selfies where you're smiling. It's amazing how even when you're on like social media and you take your selfies and you are smiling, how many likes you get. You know, people, there are pages that are dedicated to the fellas smiling. You know, I think it's Black Men Smile, and they have a line of shirts too. I follow that page and I love it because, you know, the media does capture so many of our men, our indigenous men, or aboriginal to the Americas men, melanated men. They capture them in negative perspectives, and it's so refreshing to see our men smiling and enjoying life and enjoying families and enjoying what they're doing and just being positive. It's so refreshing to see that. So that's how infectious and how beautiful a smile can make you. And it's really motivating. So anyway, with that being said, those are 9 things that I think that are awesome in order to push through. And just, you know, be your best self. There's so many more. Oh, I forgot one. Here's a bonus one, y'all. Write down everything you love. Write down everything you love. Just write. When I was going to therapy last year, when I started therapy, I was telling my therapist that I was having issues trying to figure out what else I wanted to do. And I'm still kind of in that place. I have some things that I'm working on. And some things I've just been thinking about and contemplating and really trying to figure out if that's what I'm really, really, really wanting to pursue right now in this time, space, reality. And I went back to it the other day and I was just reading what I love. I wrote down pages and pages and pages of different things that I love in my life, different things that make me happy, different things that make me smile, different things that keep me on a high frequency. And it's a good way to just see all of the awesome things to be grateful for, but also a way to kind of push you in the direction that you want to go as far as your purpose is concerned. And a lot of us don't know what our purpose is, and we're trying to figure things out. I'm daily trying to figure things out. I am no expert. I speak only from my experiences, and that's it. I can't tell people how to live. I can only give my personal accounts of things that have helped me and things that you could potentially do to assist you. But I'm not here to tell you what to do at all. But I can honestly say, when you write down things that you love and you reflect back on it, it makes you smile. It makes you feel better. It gets you motivated to start something new. It gets you ready to move around. It kind of covers everything on the list. You know what I'm saying? And that's why that's the bonus. I just thought about that, you know, just reflecting on something else that I could speak of, and that's what it is. Speaking on things you love. So, write down some things that you love. Just write. And it helps you release, you know, any negative thoughts that you may be having, to focus on something that makes you happy, and you manifest more of what makes you smile, what makes you happy, what gets you going, what motivates you, what tells you that you still dope as fuck, and what loves you. What you love will love you back if you give genuine love to it. So, okay, that's it. So, with that being said, it's been 24 minutes in. This is probably my longest podcast. I'm just coming back from a 2-week hiatus from my voice being gone. If you ever have anything that you want to send to me as far as topics are concerned, feel free to DM me on @stilldopeaf. That is STILLD as in dog, OP as in person, EA as in apple, F as in Frank on IG. I got to set up the Twitter page. I don't think I have yet, but Definitely hit me up on Instagram. My personal Instagram is @Ilia, Ilia Nico. That's my personal Instagram. So if you want to DM me on there, you can do that too. I just wanted something personal, a personal Instagram for the podcast and the brand, because there are other things to come. But for right now, we're going to focus on encouraging you through words and through this podcast. So with that being said, shawty, have a wonderful Friday. Have a beautiful start to your weekend. This is the first weekend in spring. Whatever you do, do it with love, do it with power, do it with positive energy, and most importantly, push through, because you still dope as fuck. All right, y'all, I'll holla at you. Check back in and rate and subscribe to the Still Dope as Fuck podcast, brought to you by Ailea Nico. And again, I'm Ailea Nico. Follow me on Instagram. Subscribe, like, share, and smile. Push through, sis. Push through, bro. Holla at y'all.